Hola, ¿qué tal? And welcome to another episode where this is un pensamiento en el momento where, as we've been taking a little bit of a break, and again, shout out to our amazing guests that we've had in the past few weeks, from Abel to recently Renee. They have been amazing storytellers and really being kind of a testimonial perspective of how they storytell through the lens of creativity, through the lens of partnering with community. I think for us, in this episode, is just to kind of reiterate este pensamiento, this thought, that storytelling is like none other. And I think that the more that we can be okay with that, the more that we can accept our journey of who we are and how God created us to be, the easier it will allow you and me to be able to land the job in an interview, to be able to land the pitch as an entrepreneur for that investment you're looking for, maybe to be able to land the guy or girl that you've been trying to date in the way that you storytell of who you are. I don't know what that looks like, but that's just something that came to my mind. So let's get into it, man. Como siempre, me encanta la música para empezar este show, you know, to get started. We always have this great music. And yeah, in 3, 2, 1, dale. Una vez más, como siempre, we just really appreciate you guys. If this is your first time, you know, checking us out, we want to say muchas gracias. We are Fuel Pasión Podcast. My name is Noan El Boricua, where I just love to be able to infuse cultura, no matter what that looks like, music, art, food, whatever that is, and how do we fuel that pasión, or in our faith, y también en conexiones, which I truly, truly believe in the power of networking. Now, my question again for you guys, as we've been in season 3, este pensamiento, this thought came to my mind. Do you know what storytelling means? Because para mí, it is the act de entendiendo, understanding your audience and taking them on a journey, una aventura, an adventure. See, a story can be told in many different ways. We know that they can be told through words, images, dialogue, and even movimiento, movement. But the most important thing is to take your time creating the narrative that will engage your reader's attention or client and imagination. See, for me, when I think about stories son poderosos, they're powerful. And the question is, ¿por qué? Well, because they allow us to experience something that we would otherwise never do in our lifetime. Let that sink in. They make us laugh, llorar, cheer for joy. See, stories connect us with people all over the world who have gone through the similar experiences as ours. You know, it's always been said, and you may know the saying, that you're neither the first nor the last. So stories help us find meaning within our lives and inspire others to live a meaningful life too. So what story would you like to share with the world? Esa es la pregunta, and that's something that I just kind of had on my heart. And I think for me to really understand this, now I want to preference again the importance of why we've been sharing about storytelling in season 3. It's really to understand, like, what are those determining factors that gives us the best possible chance to be able to engage in whatever you're looking to do and be able to get to in your own personal goals. So really quickly, I just kind of wanted to share a couple. I think one of the things, when we think about storytelling currently and future, again, I said it earlier, storytelling can come in the act of words and movement and visual context. I think one of the key is we need to understand, and I've read this before in an article, is that when you build your storytelling, you need to establish your goals. Like, what is the service? What is the, you know, the story that you are trying to attain? And more importantly, what is it you want to get out of that? The other thing that we got to think about is we need to define our audience. And again, I think, again, for those that are creators or entrepreneurs, it's really understanding that you need to develop this audience persona to be able to engage in conversation with whoever you're trying to go after. The other one, number 3, is to be able to develop, look at relevante, relevant narrative based on everything else. How are you going to guide us? Remember, in retail and the hospitality industry, they always talk about that consumer journey. Think about a time that you walked into a restaurant, you were greeted, the music was just right, the smell in the restaurant, the sound of the people, it was that right vibe, you know what I'm saying? And that when you finally get to get seated at the table, then you realize that, yo, like this is a vibe right here, man. Like, this is buena vibras right here, you know, as J Balvin would say. And I think that's something that we need to understand. When you develop this relevant narrative based on who the audience is and the goals that you want, the next one is implement the narrative and the storytelling into your strategy. And again, it's something that I've said on our YouTube and IGTV is it's all about practice, practice, practice. The only way you implement is by understanding repetition, understanding that practice makes improvement, not perfect, but improvement. And at the end of the day is to be able to analyze. I think some of the biggest things that we need to understand is that, you know, we always have to look at the numbers. We need to look at the engagement and we need to understand where am I connecting? And again, my three things that I believe in, where that I can be authentically me, genuinely me, and relational to every single type of audience that I get a chance to be in front of. So, este pensamiento, to close it out, que la verdad es, we all have a story. And it's not just about how we react to what life throws at us, pero también es about the moments, los momentos that created who you are today. Think about that. God has created who you are today. So don't be afraid of telling your story or even more importantly, asking for help if you need it. So we want to be able to hear from you. And it doesn't matter. It could be social media. It could be, you know, YouTube, whatever that looks like. I want you to share with us the best part of your journey up to this moment. So I want to know, let me know what steps I can take personally to better understand who you are, but also that we can ask ourselves, what's my own personal narrative and purpose here on earth? Bueno, mi gente, that's the pensamiento. En el momento, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. Have an amazing week. And as always, please stay tuned. Follow us on Instagram. Check us out on our website, fuelpasionpodcast.com. And como siempre, remember, always fuel your pasión dentro de la cultura, in our faith, and in conexiones. Y como siempre, como dice mi abuelita, que Dios te bendiga. Let's go.